And I look at me doing this little thing. It's like, let me make sure I have audio now, Russ. Let me make sure we've got audio.
Okay.
Why am I not? Let me make sure I'm working here. Make sure I have audio now,
good,
Russ.
Good.
Okay. Well, this is great now. This worked.
Yeah.
And no NATO, right? There's no, not where you're at. You know, you need to get, oh, here's our business. Well, you've already got, wait a minute, you're already successful. Wait a minute, let me, yeah. This is as good as it's going to get, I think. Okay, let me, listen, okay.
I'm taking screenshots here. Say hi.
You're taking, not of me?
Of course of you.
you know what? I just realized, hold on. Well, wait, if you're taking screenshots of me, now let me put my... You know I'm a rabbit man, so if you're taking screenshots, my rabbit ears? Okay, there. Okay, I'm a rabbit man. You know, here's our business, Russ Emanuel, here's our business. Ready? NATO to go.
NATO to go.
NATO to go. Right? We'll have you and me as customers, but I don't know. That'll probably I have extraordinary young man, filmmaker Russ Emanuel on the Louis B. Free Radio Show. I miss you. You know, I miss you in studio. It's great to see you.
I know. Because Rathacon is going to be back next year. Kelly Lawrence is the festival director.
Okay.
And we've been talking. So hopefully she will want me back.
Oh, she'll want you back. Who she'll want
and then,
you back?
If that's the case, then
Alan Courtright. I'll get to see Alan again. Alan Courtright. I'll get to see him.
Alan Courtright. Yeah, Alan Courtright. Hopefully he's available and we could all
have a
seance or something, and just, you know, we just all get together again.
We can introduce Alan to NATO.
I know. We need to get him to eat natto. That's going to be a chore.
And I'm thinking, I have not had natto for, God, too long. Now I'm thinking, you know, there's similarity. Natto and tempeh, you're familiar with tempeh?
Yeah.
These fermented products that are so good for you. And we've learned so much more about how good it is for intestinal health, for gut health, for gut bacteria. And most people don't eat, you know, everything's pasteurized, everything is cooked, or, you know, burnt beyond recognition or whatever. And we lose all those the probiotics.
Yeah.
You know, kimchi. I love kimchi. Raw sauerkraut, things like that. And a lot of people aren't fans of that. But you and I bonded over natto. How did we ever talk about natto? Do you remember?
Well, because I was mentioning how natto is vegan.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then we talked about kimchi, you know, kimchi without the anchovies, of course.
Yeah, of course. You know.
Because usually made with anchovies, but you can make it without.
You can.
That's how you became my natto brother from another mother.
That's right. Your natto brother from another mother. You know, did I ever tell you? I'm sure I told you. Forgive me, Russ Emanuel, because we got to talk about films and your filmmaking thing. But when the first time I ate natto, and I can remember the restaurant, it was in outside of Akron, Cuyahoga Falls, and there was it was Japanese on one side, Chinese on the other, so you could order across. Like if somebody wanted Chinese, you know. But it was really good. You know, go to places sometimes that have two cuisines. It's neither one of them are great. This place I love. And I remember looking and I asked and I ordered natto. And I remember the waitress said, "That's not for you." And you know, being the kind of person I am, it's like, I wanted it even more, right? What do you mean it's not for me? She said, "You won't like the taste. You won't like the taste." And I get it, because it is unusual. You know, it has a different aroma to it. It has a different texture to it. And what she meant, in retrospect, is not really for the Western palate. And
Yes. It's definitely, to the audience out there who doesn't know, it's a Japanese dish. It's a fermented soybeans, basically. So, but it's not like soybeans you would eat here, like edamame.
Right, yes, yeah, not like edamame.
Or even like soy sauce or tofu. It tastes nothing like any of that, which is what, what natto is derived from, is soybeans. So it's tofu and what I just mentioned. No, this is fermented. So it's sticky. It's stinky, but it's very delicious. And I'm half Japanese, and my mother, my mother Akemi, she grew up eating it. So,
So you did.
Yes, I was handed down that natto gene or something. I don't know. And my brothers love it. But my father, he's white. He can't stand it.
Well, I'll tell you something. Neither can my wife. My wife doesn't like it, nor does she like kimchi. I mean, she can't.
She doesn't like kimchi?
My wife, I will tell you, there are certain times where she's more sensitive to the aroma of kimchi, and my neighbors have seen me like sitting out in the winter with a bowl of hot rice and kimchi and eating it because it bothers her. Oh, I got a story. Did I tell you about the local filmmaker?
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the local and kimchi and me and kimchi? I didn't. I think it's been too long since we've spoken. There's a wonderful guy, Johnny Cecatelli, locally, who made a film here called The Worst Christmas Ever. And he
did I meet him?
I don't think so.
Oh, I was talking to a filmmaker there. It was the last year, I think.
Maybe you communicated with him. No, yeah. The guy's from Kent. Fly by Night, because they've got their premiere tomorrow. But I'll tell you this really quick because I want to catch up with you on your stuff. Yeah. But he calls me kind of last minute, and he said he needed me to. He said, "Would I want? I'd like to." It's a tiny part in the film. I've got like one line. I say, "Did you see that?" That was my line. So he said, and he needed a fill-in because, I'm not going to give you the long story. The person that was supposed to do it wasn't available. I'm just going to say like that. He said, will you do that? I said, oh my God, I'd be honored. It'd be a blast. And then he tells me, he said, bring something that you snack on at home. Well, I've got jars of kimchi, and I walk around, pace around the house with chopsticks and kimchi and eat it. Usually if my wife's upstairs she's much more accustomed to it these days. So I said, listen, this is my go-to snack, unless I'm making guacamole or something like that. So he said, yeah, Louis said, that'd be great. So in the film, unless they cut me out, I'm standing out. These two girls are fighting with each other. It's a comedy, like a dark comedy or something. And I'm eating kimchi out of a jar in the middle of the winter outside. So
why not?
And then I said, well, it's normal for me. But he's, and then I look and I tell the letter carrier, are you getting that or do you see that? It was just, it's a funny kimchi. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it such a long story, but you and I bond over these fermented Asian wonderful foods. And, one other quick one, tempeh, which is fermented soybeans also. Seth Tibbett, I know you've heard of tofurkeys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Seth Tibbett, who is a friend of mine who comes on the show a lot, and tofurkeys now are international. Seth Tibbett's business started because he was a tempeh maker. He made tempeh. His business really didn't start about making tofurkeys. He started with tempeh.
Nice. So,
and Miyoko is Japanese. Miyoko's Creamery Kitchen makes vegan cheeses now. She's Japanese. Yeah. So we're all part of the family, the fermented family. The fermented family.
Before you go on, I got to see this film now. I got to see your cameo.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know exactly where it's at. I'm sure it's, I'm not an actor. I can't, but, one line. I mean, how are you? I'm standing. I'm not acting. I'm being me. I'm standing there. The only thing that's not me is if I saw two girls fighting, I would have to break it up. But It's not me. I'm acting. So, Russ Emanuel, give us an update. Tell us. I'm sorry I went on and on about that, but I'm so glad to connect with you. What's going on?
Okay. So, well, I may look a little bit tired, and
you look great. You look great.
I have jet lag. I arrived in Atlanta, Georgia, this morning. I arrived in Atlanta, Georgia, around 10 p.m. last night, 10 p.m. Georgia time, and I'm from Los Angeles. I'm here for a festival called the Milledgeville Film Festival, it's now the M&E Film Festival, Milledgeville and Eatonton, I think, Film Festival, and you look good.
Only you can see me.
Okay.
Only you can see me. My audience can't see me. Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, another one? You got it?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Go ahead.
All right.
So you got into Atlanta.
Yeah. So I got in Atlanta. Then I got my car. Well, first I ate at the Waffle House because I took a flight. And I won't mention the airline because it was actually a really good airline, except they don't have food on it. No food at all. So I was like starving. This was the only airline where usually I would get an onboard meal, and it didn't have one, and the flight's 4 hours long. So I was eating, and then after that I drove to a place called Milledgeville. Milledgeville is about 2 hours away. So I arrived around, 12:30. So, and I'm staying at this place here. So I don't know if you can see this.
What I'm looking. Fairfield Inn Marriott,
Milledgeville.
Okay.
So that's where I am right now. I'm here for the film festival, the ME Film Festival, and my film Collar screening tomorrow, I think at 4.
Wow.
And Collar is a film I did with producer-writer Troy Gabaldon. It's 15 minutes long. He hired me, basically, and paid me. He saw Occupants, and Occupants is the reason you and I connected.
Wow.
And Occupants is that feature film with Robert Picardo from Star Trek Voyager, 81 minutes long. I'm actually going to be going to another festival on Saturday for Occupants at the Roswell Film Festival, Roswell, New Mexico, not Roswell, Georgia. So this is going to be a very tight trip. But yeah, let's just say... It's been good. If you want to see, if anybody listening wants to see Collar, I don't know if it's online.
Oh, or, you gotta find out. I mean, when you can find out, let me know. Seriously, Russ.
Yeah,
when you can find out, you gotta let me know.
It's been very, very hectic lately, and it's because of Occupants, you know. Occupants has done so well that I've been hired to do other things, including, as I mentioned, Collar stars Sean Gunnell, Michael Ray, Denise Gossett, and Jennifer Durst.
Okay, is Occupants on streaming now?
Yeah, you could see it on Prime, Amazon Prime.
Wow, that's great.
So, yeah, you could see the film if you have Amazon Prime. If you don't, you can buy it.
That's great.
Digital or DVD. But it will be screening in Roswell on Saturday evening. And you can find all this information on occupantsthemovie.com, occupants plural, themovie.com. You can go to my website, russemproductions.com, which is RussemMMary.com. So basically a combination of my first and last name, Russell Emanuel. It's also screening tomorrow, and I can't go, unfortunately, because... I wish I had, like, in Occupants, a parallel version of myself. Then maybe I can be in two places at once. I can't. But it's also a screening in Muskogee, Oklahoma, at the Bare Bones International Film Festival. And I'm just really grateful because the film, Occupants, it came out, what, two years ago? And it's still going. And it really, it's just shocking. We got into, and forgive me, I'm looking at my notes.
No, it's okay.
To the side here because I just can't remember all this anymore. But it's screening in Indiana on May 19th at the May Day Film Festival. It's screening in New York. When was that? In New York, it's screening on June 15th at 9:30 p.m. at the International New York Film Festival.
It's incredible.
Won the Best Micro Budget Film Award. The film was made for like $30,000. It's going to screen in November, which I found out, in Ashland, Wisconsin, at the Big Water Film Festival. So it's still going, and is really, I'm very, very humbled, very grateful that it's still going. It just really surprises me that, people seem to like the film, and I'm really happy. At Barebones, again, I'm looking at my notes here because I just can't remember all this. It's up for, I think, 7 nominations, Best Picture, the lead actress, which is Breanna White, lead actor Michael Pliassi, and guess who? Supporting actor Robert Picardo.
He's up for it.
So I'm really happy that Bob. And I mentioned Bob also because we did a new film called The Assassin's Apprentice, and Robert Picardo's in it, and it's the 6th time I work with Bob. It also stars Marina Sirtis, who was Counselor Deanna Troi on Star Trek The Next Generation, whom I grew up watching. And it was a very surreal experience. She's wonderful, as wonderful as Bob, as wonderful as everybody. I mean, Tara Page is our lead actress. She's an amazing... She did a lot of what's called parkour. Parkour is where...
Go
you
ahead.
Like jump from like one rooftop to another and then go down some rails and stuff like that. So we had stuff like that, or she's like going over a car. It's the brainchild of Paul Hickman, who's the executive producer and writer. And we got into this really, really good film festival called the IFS Film Festival, and we're gonna have our world premiere at May 10th at 5 p.m. and it's at the Grove in Los Angeles. And the Grove is one of the Pacific Theaters at the Grove. And basically, this festival. It's just, if you look it up, I think it's ifsfilm.com. They had premieres, and again, I apologize to everybody. I'm looking at my notes here.
That's right.
To my side here. I'm just trying to find it here. Let's see, where are we? By the way, Collar will also be screening in Philadelphia at the Philadelphia Independent Film Festival, and that's on May 5th. And by the way, again, and I may be meandering here, but Howard Nash, really big shout out to Howard Nash. He's the producer of all the features, including Occupants and Assassin's Apprentice. We're doing right now Whisper, which is the new feature film that we shot in last July, and we're in post-production right now. So that should be out in the summer, and that's whisperproject.com. So I just veered off a little. And shout out, of course, to my parents, Charles and Nikki Emanuel. Without them, I wouldn't be here. So I just had to give those shout outs. Okay, so if you go to ifsfilm.com, and they had, this year they have films. This year that features people like, are from or featuring Neil Blomkamp, Jeff Bridges, Margot Robbie, Christian Bale, Greta Gerwig. I'm just naming just a few. Seth Rogen, Marissa Tomei, and it goes on and on. I mean, this is a really big festival. And my executive producer Paul Hickman is just really, really happy, and we won an award called for the best thriller short film, and it's a sizzle reel, so it's like 15 minutes long. And it's heralding a trilogy of feature films. I also found out en route to Georgia that we got into our second film festival for The Assassin's Apprentice, the Gen Con Film Festival was it Indianapolis? Indiana.
Wow, that's great.
So it's just been this big whirlwind of everything. And on top of that, I just directed this thing called The Meeting, 2 more webisodes. And if you go to themeetingmovie.com, you see the first 2 episodes and a feature film. And I wasn't involved in the feature, but I directed the 2 episodes. Wow. That was like 6 years ago. So we continued that. And we worked with a group called Clap It by Mary Jane Bolseco. So big shout out to them because they were very instrumental in helping us in a lot of projects like Whisper and now The Meeting. So they're very great people. So I can go on and on, Louis.
I love that. No. I love that. I'm glad we're able to do this. And again, forgive my, I find myself, and again, in full disclosure, I find myself getting a little wackier and and just more disorganized and more incompetent than ever. So my apologies certainly to you and certainly to my audience.
No, you're not at all. You look exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's good.
I've always been wacky and disorganized. No, I have. You're right. I feel like I'm, less together.
You have so much going on.
You know what? Listen to you. How much you've got going on. I mean, let me tell you something. When people say, "What do you, the weekend?" I say, a good weekend for me is if I don't have to put my shoes on till Monday. You're always all over the place. I mean, look at you. You're traveling all over, doing all these, and in addition to that, you're making the films, which is extraordinary, Russ. And you know what I love about you? You remain a nice guy. You were first in studio with me a few years back, and you are as warm and as nice and as genuine as when I met you when things were just right starting to percolate. Correct?
Oh, you're getting me goosebumps.
No, right? Isn't that?
It was. You showed me Youngstown. This is a beautiful city. It was. You're a great guy. I mean, it's not just because of the nuts.
That's a bonding. You know, when you find someone that likes something that most people or a lot of people that you know don't, then it's like, oh yeah, you have a foundation. You're able to build on that foundation, on that relationship. But what's more important than Anato, and I mean this sincerely, is you've got a lot of heart. You're a nice, caring, warm guy. And I'm not going to publicly talk about the other email, but you are a nice, caring, warm guy. We're going to catch up again. I'm sorry I've got to split so quick, but we're going to do this soon.
No, not at all. I'm sorry this is so impromptu also.
I love it, though. I love it. It's my fault that it's impromptu, Russ, yours.
Not at all.
I've got the links up. You and I will connect. Now that things are rolling and you're doing, maybe we can do this again next week or something.
Okay.
Where are you next week? Let me ask you, where are you next week?
I'm back in Los Angeles on May 1st.
Okay.
So maybe
the second or third after you've rested, or the following week, we'll set something up. Whatever works for you.
Sounds good.
Let's get it in the book.
Sounds good.
Here's something funny. And I'm, I'm closing in on 65 years old. I want to say I love you, man.
No, you can't be near 65.
Oh, bro. Oh, listen. I've been saying I'm 65. My wife says I'm the only person that says I'm older than I actually am. You know, I'm at this point in my life. Yeah, I'll be 65.
No.
In a month or so. Yeah. Yeah, no,
happy birthday.
Thank you.
But you don't look 65 at all.
Thank you. 75,
or
maybe, 64, right?
Or 64. You're
65.
No, you look like you're in your 40s. Come on.
Yeah. Let me just say this to you. You've got a lot of love, and I feel that. And I love you, man. You are, and I love the relationship. And I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for your friendship, Russ Emanuel.
Well, the love is mutual, and thank you so much,
thank
as
you,
always.
From my heart.
Thank you. Seriously, thank you.
You're a great guy. Russ, thank you so much.